Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that we can gather like this morning in your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can call you our Father. Thank you, Lord, for adopting us. Lord, we thank you for your Son, especially who died for us on the cross, died for our sins, for us and the whole world, Lord, if they accept this. Father, we just plead with you this morning. Help me with the few thoughts that you gave me, Lord. Bless them. Be with me. Help my trembling hands and heart here this morning. Thank you. Just commit this time and everything to you in your precious name. Amen. This morning, I wish you God's mercy and peace as we gather here this morning like this. The seats are full. Praise God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. I got to thinking about that last week. His mercy endures forever. How long is that? Forever. It's a long time. It's my lifespan. It's your lifespan. And way beyond that. But endures forever. In Psalms 136, it's written of the whole psalm. I don't know how many there is anymore. But on every at the end of every verse, it is written, His mercy endures forever. I was just blessed when I read that the other day. 41 times it's in the Bible, His mercy endures forever. And I want to wish you this mercy of God this morning. And this love that's filled, the divine true love. I want to wish you that this morning here before we start. But I had a few thoughts that the Lord put on my heart of a young man in the Bible by the name of David. I'm going to start reading here if you want to follow along in 1 Samuel 17. I'm not going to read it all. It's a long chapter. I'm going to try and bring out, with the Lord's help, I'm going to try to bring out some points. And I don't want to take away Brother Leonard's time. He doesn't come often, and I want to give him the floor here. I think we'll start reading in verse 3. I think we'll start there. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. 6 cubits and a span. I read the other night that that's about 10 foot tall. That's a pretty big man. I read that, I got to thinking, you know, that was a giant in David's time. I got to thinking, how big are the giants today as I stand there? How big are my giants? Are they 10 foot or 11, maybe 15? You know, I thinking about this, I think they're as big as we let them get. That's how big they get. So with the faith that David and trust that David had in the Lord, he took care of his giant that day with the Lord's help. Let's read on. And he had on a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And then he had on graves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and he cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and ye the servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall you be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me the man that we may fight together. Now, as we read through this chapter, there's different times where it says that the Philistine, that Goliath said he should defy the armies of the living God. So it was working directly towards God. He said that defy, I looked that up the other night, means to oppose or resist with boldness. And this was this man that was working against the Lord and with this kind of a attitude towards the Lord in his heart. I think we're going to skip a lot of these next verses here. No? We'll read on here. And the Philistine said, when Saul and Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now it says here that he was the son of, David was the son of Jesse, and they had eight sons, and three of them were in the battle, and David was the youngest. And David was with his father's sheep. Now we'll start reading here at verse 16. It said, and the Philistine drew near, morning and evening, presented himself 40 days. For 40 days, this giant come out here and hollered and screamed or whatever he did, and they all fled back. I got to thinking about this. For 40 days, this was going on. And then this youth, this little boy, came along and changed that whole situation with the trust, the faith and trust that he had in Jesus. He went and turned this whole thing around. And we'll read, and Jesse said unto David, his son, he said, take your brother some corn and some things to eat and some cheeses. And then David got up early that next morning and did as dad said. And I think we'll go down here to verse 26 here. And David spake unto the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? There we go again. David was recognizing God. And a lot of these, what he had, the part he had in this, he always talked about the Lord and what the Lord did. We'll go down to verse 31. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. So here, Saul is discouraging David to go fight with this giant, with this Philistine. But David had a story for Saul. David, and we'll see as we read further that Saul changed his mind, and the reason that Saul did. David told Saul, he said, and David said unto Saul, thy servant keepeth his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. And thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God. And David said moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. So we see there that Saul changed his mind when he seen the faith and the trust that David had in the Lord. He changed his mind and he told him to go. And David could look back at his former experiences and how God had given him victories in the past. And he could look back and in his mind, he could say that the Lord is going to help me with this battle like he did with all the others that I fought, with the Lord being first. It was just a step of growth in faith and trust in God for David. And Saul armed David with armor and put on a helmet of brass upon his head, and also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David gritted his sword upon his armor and essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. You know, it wasn't David. I think there for a moment. Well, let's read my notes here. There's a times in my life we forget to depend on our own. We forget and depend on our own strength, or we go our own way. And I think that's where David was there for just a little bit there. He was depending on all this armor and stuff that Saul was putting on him. And all of a sudden it hit him. He says, I can't go like this. I'm not used to this. I need the Lord, and he's going to win the battle. And he took it all off. And we'll read further there where it says about that. He wasn't comfortable going like this. He wanted to go in God's strength. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had, even a scrip. And in his sling was in his hand, he drew near to the Philistine. So, with the trust and the faith that David had in God, why the 5 smooth stones? Why not just one? Somebody help me out. Very good. I don't know, but at that time, there were other giants. And I think David was preparing for another giant. I think maybe he thought that as soon as he had one down, there was another. And you know, isn't that life? You get one victory, and one battle won, there's another to come. Let's not give up. Let's put these 5 smooth stones in our pockets and be ready for another battle to come. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and a fair continent. This little red-haired, oh, he was just, it just really upset him. This little youth come out here to meet me. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give my flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saved, not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's. So there is where I think David felt uncomfortable when he put all this armor and stuff on to go fight. Here it says, for the Lord saved not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's. When I read that, I got to thinking about my niece that's in the Lutheran Hospital. She had breast cancer, and she was doing really good. And they thought things was really looking good, and she was gaining. And here last week, she started getting these terrible headaches. So they went in, and they did a CAT scan, and they found 6 tumors on her brain. And it looks pretty bleak. Her name's Delilah. Before I forget, you can pray for her. But I had to think of that. I had to think, if that would be me lying there in that hospital bed, could I look back and say, Lord, the battle's yours. This is yours. Could I have the faith that David had and the trust that David had and say, the battle's yours? And it came to pass, when the Philistines arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, and David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistines. And David put his hand in his bag and took hence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him. Cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the reason they fled was because of one young youth, faith and trust in the Lord. In closing here, I think I'm going to read something here in Ephesians that I thought would be very fitting for this. It says, the whole armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wills of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. May the Lord bless you. Forget Brother Leonard as he comes and pray for him.